Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got a very excited about having our good friend Caleb Barlow back on the show. Caleb is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and chief executive officer of Synergistech. We knew him when he was with IBM. He was part of their X-Force Command, the cybersecurity organization that he put together, helped put together, and he's one of the top experts on cybersecurity on the planet, and we're glad he's part of our world. Caleb Barlow, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Good to be here as always.
It's good to have you back. So you've been thinking about how to deal with the spread of COVID-19 using technology. Talk to us about that.
Well, not so much the spread of COVID-19, but more about the spread of ransomware and other attacks that are going along with it. And, you know, it's like any major event, Jim. You know, bad guys use this to their advantage. And, you know, what's interesting when we look at kind of COVID-19 is you got to remember this affected the bad guys too, right? They've had to quarantine. They've had to figure out how to work from home.
Poor babies.
They've had to do their bad stuff in the basement, right? So they've changed their targets and they've changed what they're after.
Yeah, and people are at home and they're bored and the kids are home and they're dangerous and they've gotten not only better in general at penetrating our defenses, the bad guys, the cyber bad guys, but they have found the language and the tricks that are COVID associated, aren't they? Haven't they?
Well, that's exactly right. And part of this is they're targeting new things, right? So, you know, in a lot of cases, they're going after a lot of these are small businesses, right? They're going after nursing homes, small regional hospitals, doctor's offices, because these are businesses that are open. They're businesses that are, relatively speaking, have a, you know, less mature security posture. And in most cases, what they're doing, and this is the big shift, Jim, it's something we call adversarial intent. Historically, bad guys didn't go after hospitals and doctors' offices because they didn't want to hurt people, right? They just wanted money. Well, they don't care anymore. And, you know, we've seen massive attacks, in some cases targeting hundreds of hospitals at once, taking them down. And, you know, and many of your listeners are small businesses. They might be a dentist or a doctor's office. The thing they're after is your medical record system.
Right.
If they can get access to that and lock it up, they're going to hold your ransom for millions of dollars.
So what do you think, are you having statistics on how bad it's gotten?
Yeah, well, get a load of this, right? So 66% of healthcare entities, healthcare providers, 66% don't meet minimum security standards in the United States today.
What would minimum security standards look like?
Well, you know, basically they'd be things like, you know, do you have endpoint protection? Not antivirus, but real endpoint protection on all of your workstations.
What is endpoint
protection?
Is
your network segmented? So think of it like social distancing for your network. You know, your accounting isn't directly connected to your patient care area, as an example, right? You're going to want to have
some kind of a break, a firewall or a break or a disconnect.
Yeah, exactly, right? And, you know, you can also think of these things like, you know, you need testing, just like in COVID-19, right? So one of the things that every healthcare entity should do is go get a compromise assessment, right? Go in, actually see if there's been bad guy activity on your network. If there has, you know, people can deal with it. If there hasn't been, somebody can act like a bad guy and say, all right, how would I come at this network if I was coming at it? You know, the other thing you need, and here's the discipline you want to have, even in a small business. Multi-factor authentication on everything, Jim. Passwords are so easy to crack.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything you log into in your business during the day that does not require multi-factor authentication, it's a problem. Now, it doesn't mean you need to go get a challenge on your phone every time.
When you're talking about like where the system sends you a text and you have to put in a number, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Now, it doesn't mean every time you log into email you've got to do that.
Right.
But certainly every time you log in on a new workstation or a new location, if you don't have that, you're wide open nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing is, get a checkup. Just like you go to the doctor to get a checkup, have your security team come in and test the controls in your environment and make sure everything's up to snuff. Because, particularly healthcare, law offices, anybody that's open during this pandemic is absolutely targeted.
We come back after the break. There's something going on right now, folks, that's the worst in the history of history. It has happened to our government. We're going to get Caleb to report on that. It's still going on. Quick break. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.